All right, welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And as we mentioned before, the only thing better than raising livestock is consuming a few of them. But a lot happens between the pasture and the plate. And there is an organization which makes sure that beef and hogs and pork and lamb is all processed in a good way, safe for the consumer and beneficial to the producer, is the North American Meat Institute. And the Vice President of Communications for the North American Meat Institute is Eric Mittenthal. Hello, Eric.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And you have another title, which I've want to make sure everybody understands. You are the president of
the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, the Hot Dog Top Dog.
Whoa! All right, so you're the top dog of the hot dog organization. Tell us a little bit about that group first.
Yeah, certainly. We're part of the North American Meat Institute, focused on hot dog and sausage communications and myth-busting. And so we play a great role of highlighting hot dogs and sausages as the great American foods that they are, and also help bust some of the misinformation out there about them and make sure people understand what's in them, how they're made, and answer any questions people have about them.
People are a little hesitant to barbecue a $12 to $18 pound steak, but there's no problem of putting a hot dog or a brat on the grill, right?
Yeah, you can't mess them up. They're going to be delicious no matter how much you cook them.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment here, but we want to highlight a new video. Actually, it's the 11th in the North American Meat Institute's Glass Wall series. And tell us a little bit about your new video.
Yeah, so we've created a video focused on food safety interventions in the meat industry. We want people to be able to see and understand, here is how what occurs in plants to ensure that meat and poultry makes it safely from farm to plate. And so we've taken people inside our plant with the video, and we can't let people just walk through the plants. There's a lot of reasons, mostly biosecurity and food safety reasons, why folks can't just walk through plants. And so we want to be able to show people, here's exactly what occurs, and here's the technology used to help keep meat and poultry safe.
So how graphic is the video? I mean, because obviously on every meat processing facility, and I've worked in a couple of them in between radio jobs, is the kill floor. So do you get real descriptive there?
In this video, we don't specifically show the kill floor.
And maybe that's a good idea.
Well, but we do show that in actually some of the other videos that we do. Okay. Some of our other Glass Walls videos, we have Temple Grandin, the noted food safety, our food animal welfare expert, talk about and show exactly how animals are handled during slaughter and why certain things are done and why certain things you see are right or wrong. And those videos have been very successful. We want to show people, here's what occurs. And some folks don't want to see it, and that's fine, but we want it to be available for those who are interested.
Yeah. The animals were created for the purpose of providing protein on the plate. And so, you know, that is their ultimate destiny, is to go through a slaughtering facility. And that's been going on for tens of thousands of years.
And a lot of work has been put in to ensure that animals are handled with a lot of care, and their welfare is taken care of. And certainly Temple Grandin has been at the forefront of that. And so we're really proud to work with her. We've developed an animal welfare audit that she helped us develop, and the majority of our members follow. And the welfare standards are very important, and we take them very seriously.
All right. Welfare standards cleanliness, or I guess health standards, or how do you display that?
Yeah, so our new video really shows the steps, from the really basic steps like washing your hands and using boot scrubbers and plants to ensure you're not tracking anything in, to more advanced steps. We use different hide washes to make sure that no bacteria from the hides will be making it onto the meat. And the way the hides are pulled off the animal is shown to show exactly how that's done to ensure that the bacteria doesn't make it onto the meat. And then there are different carcass washes that kill bacteria, all the way to really advanced techniques like high pressure processing, which uses pressure to process meat, or irradiation, which is used in some cases as well. So we show from the very simple to the very advanced, to show the wide variety of ways that companies, steps that they take to keep meat and poultry safe.
All right, Eric, before we get too far down the path here, what's the quickest way for people to be able to see this new video?
So if you go on onto YouTube and search Meat News Network, we have a channel with all of our videos there, and that's the best way to do it. We also have a Facebook page. We've posted it on the North American Meat Institute on Facebook. So if you search for us there, it's posted as well. And so far, more than 105,000 people have watched it on Facebook. So it's doing quite well, and we're proud that the feedback has really been great on it.
All right, but how long is the video?
We kept it to about 5 minutes. Okay. So it's really hard to tell your whole story in 5 minutes, but it's important that on YouTube people don't have a huge attention span. So we want to be able to tell it quickly, as quickly as we can, and so it won't take up too much of your time.
Okay, the 11th in the Meat Institute's Glass Walls series. How many do you hope to do, or is this you going to go on forever?
I don't think we have a specific number in mind. I think what we consider is, what do people want to know about their meat and their meat supply and how it's produced, and how can we show that? And so we've done these videos with that in mind, really trying to improve our transparency as an industry. It's really been an effort for transparency. And so we felt like food safety was really important to show how it's done. I think one of the next videos we're going to do is about worker safety. There's a lot of questions about worker safety in the industry and people wanting to see how workers are treated and the steps that companies take to ensure workers are kept safe. So we're going to be doing a video focused on that as well. And once again, we'll go into a plant and shoot exactly how workers do their jobs every day and show it to folks and let them see it.
Now, some of the undercover anti-animal agriculture activist group videos, did that inspire you to do these videos, or was this project in the works before them?
Yeah, to an extent. I think, you know, in some of the undercover videos, there are a lot of claims made without context about what people are seeing, and claims that aren't always accurate. So they'll show you something and tell you something's happening when the reality is completely different. And so we want to be able to show the reality and show what occurs, why, and explain it, and have experts to be able to show it and explain it. And so that's why we've done these videos, and they've been very well received.
Excellent. All right. Well, again, the way we can find them, go to your YouTube channel and search
YouTube Meat News Network, or you can check us up out on Facebook, North American Meat Institute.
All right. And what is the mission statement for the North American Meat Institute?
Well, we represent meat packers and processors, represent 95% of the folks who make 95% of the beef, pork, lamb, and veal in the U.S., and 70% of the turkey. And our role is to be their voice, whether that be on Capitol Hill or in Washington, D.C. in regulatory issues, or communicating generally about the industry. That's our role, and we love what we do.
We're getting more hog processing facilities around, and that is to meet the needs of a growing hog herd. We're getting more livestock around. Do we need more cattle processing facilities?
I think, you know, it's driven a lot by demand and what the market can sustain. And I think we've seen that there's high demand for pork products both in the U.S. and abroad. And so those plants are coming online because that demand is there. And I think we see strong demand for beef as well. And certainly with the Chinese market opening up, there's a lot of opportunity there. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if we see more plants come online for that as well.
Yeah. Do you have a perspective or a statement on the opening of the Chinese market to beef this summer?
Yeah, we think it's a great step, and it's something that we have worked very hard for, along with others in the industry for many years. And it's a market that holds a lot of potential, and so we're excited to have the opportunity to supply it.
Okay, Eric Mittenthal, who is Vice President, Public Affairs for the North American Meat Institute, and also President, I got to make sure I get this right, the Hot Dog and Sausage
Council.
All right. So what type of job description, you know, is for the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council?
Must love hot dogs and must love talking about them. Simple as that.
So we've got 2 minutes left. Let's talk about hot dogs. Are they better now than they've ever been? Are they healthier now? Or
I think, you know, the one thing, the hot dogs, I think, have a bad rap as a food that's not healthy, and they actually fit into a healthy, balanced diet like any other meat product does. We get a lot of questions about that, and the U.S. dietary guidelines say that hot dogs and other processed meats can be part of a healthy, balanced diet, and with everything else, it's about moderation. So we certainly wouldn't encourage folks to go be like Joey Chestnut and eat 73 of them in a sitting, but having a hot dog every once in a while is not going to bust your diet. They're not high in calories, and they are full of nutrients. And so it's a great food to enjoy.
Yeah, and it says right there in the label, all beef. All pork or a mixture of, and I'm sure it goes through a lot of testing as far as, you know, taste testing. And I'm sure you've done a little bit of taste testing. So things are better than ever right now in the hot dog industry, right?
And certainly the one thing that we see in the hot dog industry is lots of choices. There are so many different varieties of hot dogs, whether it's the meat in it or if you're looking for lower in sodium or lower in fat, all of that is available. And so you can go to your stores and find the hot dogs that fit your dietary requirements.
It is the hot dog, sausage, and barbecuing season here. Whether you're going to a ballpark, having the hot dog or the brat at the ballpark, it is that time of year. So I'm sure you would like to encourage everybody to consume some of the products.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that Americans will be consuming a lot of them. We estimate 7 billion over the course of the grilling season from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. So folks are out there putting them on their grills, and we're all for it and hope people enjoy their hot dogs.
And, of course, nobody could do any of that without the producers who raise the cattle and the hogs and the turkeys and the lamb out there. So we'll give thanks to them. Eric, great to visit with you. Thank you. We'll check in with you now and then, and especially when you come out with the 12th in the Meat Institute's Glass Wall series. Thanks for doing those videos.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a good summer.